Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at the NFA meeting in Lake Tahoe, and I'm with Fred Black, the GM with USA Flooring. Fred, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, you got an interesting background. First, though, USA Flooring is a Raleigh, North Carolina-based NFA member. Tell us a little bit about your operation.
We've been in business for 54 years. We operate all throughout the state of North Carolina. We have 6 locations. Family-owned, Lloyd family. We've got a great company. We love servicing customers in our market.
That's an interesting background. You've been 6 years at this company, but before that, you spent quite a while at Enterprise Rental Car, right?
I did. I spent 20 years there. Really plagiarized a lot of the things that I learned at Enterprise and kind of inserted it into the flooring industry. During COVID, travel industry was devastated, so I shifted industries and came to the flooring industry in 2020.
How'd you find the flooring industry?
Chris and I, the owner of USA Flooring, grew up together. We went to Fork Union Military Academy together, and we've been friends for a really long time. So when he found out that I was laid off from Enterprise, he contacted me and asked me if I'd be interested in coming and working for him. And so I've been with him ever since.
And you joined the NFA a year or so ago, right?
We did. October of 2024 is when we joined. So we're about a year and a half in now.
Yeah. What drove that decision?
We were really happy with where we were at, but then when we started interacting with the members and they came to visit us and we started to really understand about the alliance and what it stood for and the value and the benefits, it was a no-brainer decision for us.
So you weren't with the group prior to joining NFA?
We were not. We felt like we didn't need that, but NFA is so unique, it was the perfect fit for us.
So are you glad you joined? What are you getting out of this?
Great friendships, great networking, information, knowledge, collaboration. We were kind of below the radar for a few years. People were unaware of how much we had grown, and so this kind of gave us that platform.
So I understand you're making some changes in your digital partnerships. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, we switched all of our marketing and advertising over to Roomvo, or Leap Tools, and built a fantastic relationship with them. And then when they acquired Q Floors, it was a no-brainer decision for us because it's much better to take advantage of the bundling that they offer and kind of have everything all in-house with one company.
It's one thing to change a website, but to change an ERP system, I mean, I don't know how long that had been a legacy system. There had to be some fears there about whether or not you'd lose the data, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, everyone has fear of change. They check so many boxes for us that they just kind of made it a no-brainer decision for us.
So how long did this changeover take? Did they hold your hand? Give us a little bit of a feel, because I know there's a few other people that are considering a similar change.
The implementation went great. They've been extremely supportive. They've provided, you know, quite a few resources. Like when we went live, they sent a large group of people there, spent a lot of time with us. And the open lines of communication that we've had all through the implementation have been fantastic. Everything wasn't perfect. We had to work through a lot of challenges early on, but that's normal. And now we're in a much better place. I mean, I'll tell you, we saved almost $40,000 in credit card fees in February.
Wow. $40,000?
In 1 month. So when you're saving that type of money on credit card pass-through capabilities that they have, that makes the cost of change worth it.
You were talking this morning at breakfast about culture and some of the culture you had at Enterprise. And you've created culture here at USA Flooring. And so how happy is your staff with this changeover to this new ERP system?
You know, it was tricky for them early on because you get used to doing things a certain way, you know, and it just becomes habit. But they feel like it's very easy to use. The platform's very easy to use. And so they couldn't be happier. When I talked to them, going through the change was stressful. But once we went live and they understood it and they were kind of in a rhythm, they're much happier.
So here comes this guy, 6 years new in the business, tries to talk the family into changing the whole operating system. Did you get any pushback from the folks that own the company?
Yeah, absolutely. Change is inevitable and necessary in business. And I believe in this company. And so I pressed hard on the change. I'll never forget when I first started having conversations with them, I was able to get on the phone with their CEO for 3 hours one night on a Friday night. Just having that type of direct line communication with them meant a lot to me. It's a very personal thing. Technology, advertising, marketing, it's a very personal relationship. And we felt comfortable with them. And the thing that we like the most is that they're investing. They're really heavily investing right now. And so we're collaborating with them on all kinds of really cool things that I'd love to talk about.
So do you have the Roomvo kiosks in your 6 locations as well?
We have it in 1 location right now. We do use the visualizer tools quite a bit in the selling process, but we have 1 kiosk in our newest location, and we're kind of working out the kinks of that and incorporating it into our sales process. But it's, you know, the customers love it. Yeah.
How's y'all's business this year?
2025 was a great year for us. We had about 10% growth, so we were really happy with that. January, February, a little flat, but all indicators are going into the spring and going into the summer months, we're going to have a fantastic year. So we're really excited.
So North Carolina, is that a state on the move? Are the economics for growth positive there?
You know, South Carolina is the number one growth state in the country. And then I think North Carolina is 3rd or 4th on that list. So we are very fortunate to be in that market.
All right. Fred, thanks for talking to our listeners and telling us about this decision to change your legacy ERP system and give us a profile on USA Flooring. Give me talking to Fred Black, the GM at USA Flooring, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.